America's number one, 91.3 FM.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Economic Association of Zambia concerned about the lower GDP value. UPND accuses Archbishop Alec Banda of fueling division in the country. In international news, Gabon's ruling party leads in post-coup elections. And in sports news, Chipolopolo coach names 26-member provisional squad for back-to-back World Cup clashes.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanja Malenga. Economics Association of Zambia, EAZ, says despite the 2026 national budget showing some strengths, the budget leaves several critical gaps unaddressed. The association president, Oswald Mongole, has identified five strategic areas requiring urgent attention. Dr. Mongole discloses that the budget is based on a lower value of the gross domestic product on national income, the development, he said, is making less impact on poverty reduction. He notes that the current GDP figure that the country uses for planning is subdued, making achievement of plans a challenge. Addressing journalists in Lusaka, Dr. Mongole further observed that the growth rates in GDP do not translate into big dents on poverty and disadvantage the budget planning process, emphasizing that budgeting is based on the small GDP numbers as opposed to expected bigger numbers.
We had the last economic census is the baseline, but whatever we've been doing is just like an estimate. It's not based on the real data. Okay, so whatever we've been doing, we've been basing on the estimate, based on the old GDP, estimated GDP by the country. Mind you, we need to determine our own. We can't be going to sign from other countries and then they are telling us that your GDP is so much. And that's the data that everyone is trying to use, but no one else wants to finance us so that we can go on the ground across the country and determine the economic data that is there.
In another development, the United Party for National Development, UPND, has accused Archbishop of Lusaka, Dr. Alec Banda, of fueling division in the country. In a statement, the party has reiterated its calls for the clergy to promote unity as opposed to fueling division in the country. Party media director Mark Simoe says the party has taken note of the remarks issued by the Archbishop of Lusaka, Reverend Dr. Alec Banda, on the Feast of the Holy Archangels and subsequent media reports in a named daily tabloid. While the party acknowledges the important role of the church in fostering unity and dialogue, Mr. Simoe has reminded the Catholic Archbishop that the role of the clergy should be to unite the country, reconcile communities and call for justice, not to promote division and supremacy. He therefore underscored President Hichilema's unwavering commitment to the rule of law, urging that faith leaders to stand on the side of justice and unity. Mr. Simoe reiterated that UPND administration remains steadfast in promoting dialogue, peace and justice.
We recognize and acknowledge the headline in the Daily Nation newspaper, which seemed to quote Archbishop Banda in a manner that promotes disunity and not otherwise, and call upon the clergy to responsibly promote national cohesion, promote unity, national integration. It is important for us as citizens to remain responsible and learn from other neighboring countries like Rwanda. The media, in collusion with the clergy, ended up causing genocide in Rwanda, where people today have not even healed. The church played a critical role there in promoting genocide. So obviously we would not want such a thing to take place in Zambia. So we call upon the clergy, particularly Archbishop Banda, who seems to be off every time he comments on the governance issues. He can actually transmit his point without causing confusion, calling for an uprising or indeed a rejection of the leadership that is in place. We do recognize that he is a clergy and not a politician.
In a separate development, the Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has warned that the 2026 national budget allocation to the health sector will not be enough to meet the target of recruiting more than 26,000 additional health workers by 2026. Association President Dr. Paul Chibwe says government 10.3% of the national budget to health, down from 10.7% in 2025. He says this represents a step backwards from the 15% Abuja Declaration benchmark that Zambia committed to over two decades ago. Dr. Chibwe notes that the persistent underfunding leaves the sector trapped in chronic staff shortages, overstretched facilities and worsening health outcomes. He adds that while some health support is provided through other ministries, such as the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, this approach lacks structure and fairness. He further called on Parliament to safeguard and, where possible, increase the allocation to health during the budget cycle. Dr. Chibwe emphasized that health is not an expense, but an investment in productivity, dignity and national survival. In another development, government, through the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, has made significant progress in purchasing maize across the country. In Central Province, FRA purchased 186,000 metric tons of maize, surpassing its initial target of 80,000 metric tons. Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Milna Mwanakampwe has disclosed that over 2 million kwacha has been released towards payments for farmers for supplying maize to the agency. The Permanent Secretary noted that the development marks an important step towards the preparations for the 2025-2026 farming season. Meanwhile, Dr. Mwanakampwe indicated that so far, about 69,000 farmers out of a total number of 162,711 in the province have since been issued the authority to deposit under current Farmer Input Support Program, FISP. District Commissioner Ephraim Shandavu announced that the district has so far purchased 240,000 50 kg bags of maize during the current buying season, surpassing the initial target of 175,000 bags. Mr. Shandavu noted that despite exceeding the target, there remains a significant quantity of unsupplied maize yet to be delivered to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA.
It's 175,000 by 50 kg. But as of yesterday, we managed to bring in 240,152 by 50 kg bags of maize. Now, this is not a final figure. Our farmers still have maize elsewhere in Nalubamba's area, Mukobela's area.